This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I love electronics. Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, for having fun. Well, having fun with me, I guess you could call it. If you're really weird, you could call it that, I guess. Anyhow, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. A lot of good, well, it's not like, we have good guests every night, so I don't want to say like it's, we got a lot of good guests today, like, because we didn't have any yesterday, right? Anyhow, I'm Joe Vecino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, head over to the website. Some of the ways you can support the show, as I'm always talking about, is you want to buy a coffee mug. That's always a good thing to do, right? And then on top of the coffee mug, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to. Seriously. You know, buy the book. It always helps. Or become a member of the Politically Incorrect Posse. That's right. Joe's in Politically Incorrect Posse. And I know, listen, I see what you guys write. I see how you respond. So I am very comfortable with the fact that most of you are politically incorrect. So we got a lot going on tonight. Like I said, Don Jans is going to, he hasn't been on the show for a while, but he's going to join us in the first hour. He's going to talk about a new book that he's written, The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism, or like I like to say, moving into the Borg, you know, or moving in with the Borg. That's about what it's like anyhow. So, you know, have we done that? Are we moving to that? I mean, when you think about socialism, isn't that what collectivism is to a big degree? Hey, listen, UCLA, your tax money, if you're living in California anyway, your tax money is going to host a class about undocumented and unafraid. It's a forum for DACA supporters, how we shouldn't be afraid to bring somebody who's done something illegal, right, with us to an event. The University of California, Los Angeles, is hosting a forum empowering illegal immigrant students and pressuring lawmakers to make the DACA program permanent. The event titled Immigration Forum, Students Speak Out. Well, it should be illegal students speak out, right? Took place Monday and featured several guest lecturers, including elected officials who led the roughly 300 audience members into chants. This is what democracy looks like. Student power and more. Yeah, no, this is what anarchy looks like. When you decide you're not going to obey or abide by the laws of the state, the laws of the land, that's anarchy. What did you come here for? See, you came here because of the laws in this country, because of the laws in this state, right? Well, not this state anyway, but what you thought were the laws. You came here to be protected. You came here because we're not supposed to have, supposedly, we do not have a difference in classes. Everybody's under the law, except for the Clintons. Everybody's under the law, except for the Obamas. I mean, think about it. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Left the mic on? Probably. According to the publication, the main organizers of the event were the students of the Labor and Workplace Studies. Now, the minute you put labor there, I'm nervous, right? I'm looking for the hammer and the sickle. Do you know what I'm saying? The class primarily focuses on examining issues related to the immigration rights movement, though a Facebook event page indicates that the UCLA Institute for Research on Labor Employment and three other departments also collaborated on the event. And with your tax money, they're teaching your kids how to coddle a lawbreaker. That's really what it is, right? UCLA Labor Center advertised the event late February, tweeting a short promotional video. It was current state of DACA and the future of undocumented immigrants living in the United States. They're not undocumented. You know why they're undocumented? You know why they can't get any documents? Because they're here illegally. See, this is the part that is just always amazing. You can't beat your alcoholism. You can't beat your drug addictions until you fess up to the fact that you have a drug addiction and that you are an alcoholic. So until you figure out that you're here illegally, well, you already know that, but I mean, until you really figure out and know that they're coming for you, eventually, you're not going to do anything to fix it. And if you think somebody's going to bail you out, why fix it? Come on, think about it. Now, the Labor Center, as well as its project, the Dream Resource Center, also tweeted updates throughout the event, posting videos of various activities and lectures. You know, if I was ICE, I'd be picking up the phone going, yo, boys, guess what? I know we can pick up about 70 or 80 of these people. That's right. Head over to UCLA. All right. I'm Joe Mastin, your host.
Now, as a public service to the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. Today's subject is a white guy named Black. Hugo Black was a man who hated black people. And he didn't just hate them. Hugo Black was a member of the KKK in Alabama in the 1920s. He was a lawyer and became famous for defending Klansmen in court for murdering black people. In one famous case, a Klansman named Stevenson had allegedly murdered a white Catholic priest in Birmingham who was there to help black people. And Hugo Black defended Stevenson, stacking the jury with KKK members. Black was seen to make Klan gestures to the jury during the trial, and his client was found not guilty. Hugo Black used this case as part of his campaign for the Senate in 1926, calling for KKK votes and running as a Democrat. While serving in the Senate, Hugo Black filibustered against an anti-lynching law. What more, my infidel friends? In the 1940s, KKK member Hugo Black was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America by FDR, a president who famously said on many occasions he would never, ever, ever have his photograph taken with a black man. Like they say on that network, the more you know. Tune in. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mastin here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mastin. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has none.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure when you hang out with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could... I know they're all jokes, but they work, because somebody new is already always listening. So, I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but... To show what a high IQ you have, you've chosen this one this evening, and I do very much appreciate it. I also appreciate the time. I see the stuff that you guys write and post and that kind of thing. Most of the time, it's well thought out. Every once in a while, we get a whacktoid in there, and you guys chase him away, and I appreciate that, because then I don't have to chase him away. It always works out well for me, too. You know, I haven't had this guy on enough. We always have a good time when he's on the show, good conversation. Don Jans joins me. He's a nationally acclaimed speaker, author, contrasting the policies proclaimed by Karl Marx with the principles upon which our nation was founded. Now, he's written a book called The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism. And, Don, first of all, thanks for being with me. And I think I could have saved you some letters. You mean we moved into Borgism, basically, didn't we?
Yes. Joe, it's a pleasure being with you. I really appreciate it. And like you said, we don't get together enough.
Yeah,
hopefully we can change that.
And tell people what your website is. I won't take your thunder away.
Okay, my website is two ways to find it. You can easily just search my name, Don Jans, J-A-N-S, or it's www.mygrandchildren's, that's plural, my grandchildren's America, no punctuation.
Well, that's what I want the people to hear, mygrandchildren's.com. And the reason I want them to hear that, okay, is you're doing this not for your own, you know, fame and money, because there ain't much money writing books these days, but you're not doing this for your own fame. You're doing this because you really care about what world your grandchildren are going to grow up in, right?
Absolutely. Joe, you and I both know, even in the last 50 years, well, I know that, maybe you don't, but I know that in the last 50 years, things have changed dramatically. And when we study history, and this is one of the fallacies of our education system today, which has become an indoctrination system. No longer do we have an education system. Our children are being indoctrinated, and our children are not learning history, and they don't understand what our country was intended to be, what it was when we were first founded. And so we've been traveling this road to tyranny for quite some time. And that's what we discuss in the book, The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism. We come along, and today there is so much that is demanded to be politically correct. There, the dogmatic statements that are being used, the demonizing that is being used, the Saul Alinsky tactics that are being used to truly bully people into conforming is incredible, and it's working. That's the sad thing, Joe. It's working.
Well, because it's that old saying where they just keep saying it. You say that lie long, and it's not just a lie. I mean, seriously, when you say something enough times long enough, people you trust, people you care about, people you know keep saying it, believe it, agree with it, what happens in your mind? All of a sudden, it's gospel truth, is it not?
Absolutely. And then when you're talking very rationally, and because you say something that they don't like, that the collectivists don't like, now you're a racist. Everybody in the world's a racist today, it seems, except Farrakhan. Farrakhan's the only person out there that's not a racist.
Don't get me started. Seriously. I mean, you know, I say this all the time, and I mean it sincerely. 10 years ago, if you had called me a racist, I would have gone back and I would start listening to my own show and say, okay, what am I saying? What's putting this over the top? What's allowing or making people believe that I'm a racist? Now when I hear it, I figure, okay, I just poked a lefty in the eye, which is really sad, because if I'm really doing it, I'm not even going to check myself anymore, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And so what we've done is they have taken the ability to have real and rational discussions and thrown it right out the window. Now, that is not happenstance. That is an absolute a plan on their part. This is what political correctness is all about. And it's no different from people bullying other people. That's truly all it is. What I realize is I'm out on the road speaking, and as I am on radio programs and we get questions, and I understand, it made me so aware that so many people who advocate the conservative stance, who advocate individualism, truly don't understand the enemy. They don't understand what is happening and all of these areas that are going on. For instance, you go and you read every morning I go through the news. I listen to news programs. And all I hear nowadays is how the left, how these Marxist progressives, which I call the Democrat Party, Marxist progressives, it's been taken over by the Marxist faction, how they constantly change their stance, how they say one thing one day and they do exactly the opposite the next day. Joe, that's what they're supposed to do. Marx and Lenin both said, guys, morality, integrity, truth, it has no place in our movement because it does not get us to the end that we have to go. And so they said, just do anything you have to do. That is a commandment directly from Marx and Lenin. And they're practicing in it. They're doing it very, very, very well, Joe. So when we hear that today, this party and many of the people in the party are saying, oh, you can't have a wall to protect our borders. And as little as 4 years ago, they were saying we need a wall. You cannot believe anything they say.
Okay, but this goes back to something you kind of went over at 100 miles an hour, which is there is no good and evil. Don't you know that? There's no good and evil, right? There's no right and wrong, because then you have to live by something. You have to have a foundation. You have to make a definition of good and evil, and then maybe, just maybe, your friend might be evil, and your mom might be evil, your dad, whatever. You now have to take a stand, and that's uncomfortable. And unless there's a, what do they call it? Unless there's a safe room with a little fluffy animal around, I may not want to take a stand. That's what we've turned our kids into, right?
Absolutely. You can't. And if I do take a stand today, my stand is built on sand, and it might not be here tomorrow.
I know, right?
So you can't. But along that same line, you can't have a constitution that is the law of the land. You can't live by rule of law. And so we have to say, well, our constitution is a living document. What does that mean? All that means is it's a document that we can have mean anything we want to mean.
All right, hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, because I believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
former FBI Deputy Assistant Director Peter Strzok grilled before a House committee hearing over anti-Trump texts he sent during an extramarital affair with an FBI lawyer during the 2016 presidential campaign. Strzok was removed from Robert Mueller's Russian investigation meddling probe after the messages were discovered. Strzok insists his political beliefs played no role in his law enforcement work and criticized the hearing.
I strongly believe it's just another victory notch in Putin's belt and another milestone in our enemy's campaign to tear America apart.
Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen defended Strzok.
If I could give you a Purple Heart, I would. You deserve one. This has been an attack on you in a way to attack Mr. Mueller and the investigation that is to get at Russia collusion involved in our election, which is what this committee should be looking at.
A top Republican asked the smirking Strzok whether he was lying under oath the same way he lied to his wife while he carried on an affair. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nice
I can't get that low the other day when I was sick.
Couldn't get any higher than that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yes, and you better be American-made. All right? I mean, I was American-made. That I'm almost sure of. I wasn't there, but anyhow. I am Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. I know, sick. 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just working with us here. Don Jans joins me. He's a friend of the show. Hasn't been on in a while, but we're going to have him on more often. He's a nationally acclaimed speaker, author, and I want to just get right to it because I don't want to run out of time. Don's written a book called The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism. Hey, first of all, Don, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me.
And, absolutely, my pleasure.
And then, first of all, give us an 80,000-foot overview of what the book is about.
The book is about what we, the basics on which we were founded, and how we have diverted from those basics. So you say, okay, Don, what are the basics? Well, they are individualism, and individualism is simply where the individual is encouraged to strive to do his best, where success of the individual is celebrated, and we are encouraged to be the best soccer player on the team, where we're encouraged to be the best musician in the band, where now, we are encouraged to be the best academic in the
sport. Yeah, but I've got to interrupt you here, because that sounds awful selfish, okay? I mean, if it's all about me, and it's individualism, and I have to be the best, what about Susie? She's going to feel really bad about herself if I beat her and I get the gold medal and she doesn't.
And that's collectivism.
Yeah.
We tell the individual that you must subvert or you must subject yourself to what the group says is good for them. That what the collective determines is in the best interest of the collective. Then we must adhere to that. So because Susie can't run as fast as I can, then it's demanded that I run slower so that her supposed ego is not destroyed. Well, what happens is now when Susie is forced to compete in something in which she doesn't really excel or she doesn't even perhaps like, she doesn't do a very good job. And so consequently, the whole element is depleted. And this is the forces that we see in collectivism and we see in individualism. In individualism, which is capitalism, you see where people will gravitate to what they like and what they do best, and they will achieve and they will compete. And in collectivism, you are told not to compete. And so your overall society, not just monetarily, but academically as well, it all goes down, Joe.
You know, so under capitalism,
we end up with Venezuela.
Yeah. No, Venezuela is good. Ask Bernie. He'll tell you. Seriously. So
yep.
I saw videos today that were dated from this weekend of people eating dead dogs. Okay? Dogs
had
died from malnutrition. It was very obvious. But anyway, you know, when you talk about capitalism, think that all they ever talk about is a greedy capitalist. All it is about money. But when you really look at what's going on, you know, though I don't much care for these people, you know, you talk about the, Bezos, the guy who owns Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down a list of our billionaires and look at the money that they give to the poor. Look at the money that they give to feed the poor and take care of the sick and what have you. I'm not saying that in and of itself makes them great people, but under socialism, somebody else is deciding where that money goes. Under socialism, you know, look at North Korea. There's only one guy, there's only one fat guy I see in all the pictures, and it ain't the people running around in the streets, right?
That's correct. And he'll remain fat because he'll always have what he wants. I like to go back to the time of Carnegie. Carnegie, I think, is an absolutely fantastic example. Carnegie came over from Scotland as a little boy, and he got a couple of breaks, but he took those breaks and he built and he determined how to change steel, how to manufacture steel so it could be used in rails that would spread completely across the United States. He became extremely wealthy. I mean, Carnegie, as you know, his wealth just was incredible.
Right.
What it did, though, is when he found a way to put rails across the United States, what happened? All of a sudden, farmers could get their crops to market quicker, and you had little towns spring up all around in the countryside, and you had bankers, and you had people who own drugstores and grocery stores, and you created this immense wealth. Remember, wealth is created. Wealth is not finite. It is created. And the socialists take a different look. The collectivists say, no, wealth is finite, and we have to spread it how we determine it should be spread. Well, that's a fallacy. There is no limit to wealth because it can be created through creative people, through capitalists. And that's exactly what Carnegie did.
Look at,
and then what did he do with his money?
Yeah.
He gave it all away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you look at Amazon wouldn't have been created under socialism. Microsoft would not have been created under socialism. Those products would not have been created under socialism. There's no push to think.
No. And Joe, let's look at when a Microsoft came into being, when an Apple came into being, look at all these other businesses that were built up because of the Apple or the Microsoft being built. You have a whole industry that's been created because of that. That's capitalism. Jamestown and Plymouth, Jamestown being the first English permanent colony in the United States or in the American colonies, and then, of course, Plymouth shortly thereafter in 1620, they would have been footnotes in history had they continued in their collectivist or socialist way. They were both doomed. But they said, no, 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 we've got to change things. And they changed it. They became individualist colonies, and they flourished, and they grew. And they said capitalism is the way to go. That's what we're going to have. And so I talk about this in the book. And then I go in, remember, when our Constitution, when our government was formed, Joe, We had fought to be free. And it wasn't the majority of people that wanted to be free. Right. But a small minority of people said, we're going to be free, and we became free. But we had to form a government. But when that government was formed, colonists understood that the government they were forming was the single biggest threat to the freedom they had just won.
Oh.
They created the biggest threat to their freedom. So what did they do? They said, well, we better protect it, right?
Right.
And they said, here's what we're going to do. In our Constitution, we are going to say we're going to be a country that operates under rule of law. Everybody has to be treated the same. The same law that applies to the president is going to apply to every other citizen. They said, we're going to have limited government. And they defined within the Constitution what the limitations of the federal government would be. They said, we're going to have divided government because we don't want power concentrated. We want our power spread all over, at least through these three branches, but primarily to the states as well. And then they said a really unique situation. They said, here's what we're going to do. We the people are going to be sovereign. And those in government, they will be the servants. It never happened. All of this is turned upside down. That's the road to tyranny we're traveling.
Well,
they're leaving the road to freedom. Yes.
What they've done is they've made us afraid. Well, not me, but they've made the generic us afraid to say anything, speak out against ridiculousness. Not even stuff that I can put up with, the dumb things that people do that I don't really much care about. But
right.
you've got a whole generation now that are telling us, that there's no male, female, there's really no right, wrong. You can be married to, right now you marry anybody you want to marry, and soon it's going to be you can marry as many of anybody that you want to marry from any species you want to. And it's not just male or female now. Now we're talking about people, we're accepting people that they're from a different species. It's just ridiculous. And the adults in the room are accepting this stuff. That's the part that scares me. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute. Donna from Niagara Falls. Don't go away, because we're coming right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com. Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Ready, Steve? Andy? Yeah. Mick? Okay. All right, fellas.
The drummer's dream. We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there, and be part of the conversation with you. Doing it, we have a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. For those of you who don't much care for Facebook and barely know what a computer it is, so we put that up there for you. Or you can head over to Facebook, where we have a live Facebook feed. You can definitely, I'm looking at the conversation. Here's what I'm going to say to you. There are definitely smarter people than I am in the Facebook feed. I can guarantee that. But they're not as smart as the guy I have on the phone. I'll put it that way, too. Don Jans joins me. He's a nationally acclaimed speaker, author, contrasting the policies proclaimed by Karl Marx with the principles upon which our nation was founded. He's written a book called A Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism. And, Don, thanks for joining me tonight. Always appreciate it.
My pleasure again, Joe. It's always wonderful to be with you.
You know, I'm gonna charge money for the to listen to the conversation during the breaks, because I think those are some of the better conversations that we sometimes have, as you know. We were talking about this during the break, where I said to you, you know, when you talk about Jamestown and what have you in the early days of America, of the United States, you're looking at what these guys are doing, and you're saying they tried collectivism, and it died, didn't it? I mean, it almost ruined them, didn't it?
It did. They were failing. And it wasn't just the original people that came over. It wasn't just the original hundred and some men that came over, because they kept sending people over. They kept saying to
replace the ones that died.
Yeah, and they just kept, because they were starving.
Yep.
And of course, everybody would sit around and wouldn't work, wouldn't provide their food, because they knew that, according to his ability, to each according to his needs, that somebody was going to give them because they had a need.
Yep.
The claim of Marx from the 1840s and 50s was way back in 1607. It just does not work. And they would have absolutely. In fact, they were almost totally extinct. That colony was down to less than 100 people. And then they said, no more. If you're going to eat, you're going to work. Amazing. Isn't that what Paul said? Hey, if you want to eat, you better work.
That's right.
And then they were told, hey, by the way, you can own your land. If you're here, we'll give you the land. You own it. You work it. You reap the profits. And then they told people in England, hey, you go over there. You go over to Jamestown. And you can actually own your own land. And all of a sudden, boom, they started to take off. The tobacco industry came along, and you were building a very, very, very major industry. And they just flourished, Joe.
Oh, listen, I get the biggest kick out of these Christians, or these religious people, or the people that are devout atheists that only know one or two scriptures and they like to throw them in your face. And they always talk about how Jesus would have compassion. Jesus would feed these people. No, you know what? Jesus told us to take care of what? The widows and the sick, right? Okay? And the orphans, okay? So he didn't say, oh, yeah, don't forget the able-bodied men who refused to work. All right? He actually said, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's right. And Paul said, Paul even said, hey, by the way, I'm out here preaching to you, and I'm still making tents. I get a kick out of that, too. Or not a kick out of it, but I listen to it. And then they throw it back and say, oh, if you're a Christian, then you should like the welfare system. Well, except that, again, if you want to read the Bible says, yeah, you should feed the poor. You should feed the poor the bread of life. I mean, anytime you send a welfare check, you should send a Bible with it.
Oh, no, I don't know if you can do that, you know, because the ACLU would get all bent out of shape, and then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody might actually read the Ten Commandments and decide to live by it. Oh, my God, we couldn't have people not stealing, killing, or destroying now, could we?
No. Karl Marx said, in order to make this transition, in order to go from individualism to collectivism, in order to become a land of tyranny under the dictatorship of the proletariat, where you will use a very, very dictatorial means, he said, what you have to do is you have to destroy all morality. You have to destroy all longstanding principles. And you have to destroy all religion.
Yep.
Now, we were talking before the break about the immoral means that we're using, what we're doing now. The communist movement, the collectivist movement, in order to be successful, must destroy the family.
Yes, I agree. But you know, Don, look at all the confusion. You talk about confusion and chaos that have been sown in society. I've done these stories where these schools are across town, where you have one school that says that you can't have a homecoming dance because you can't have a king and queen, because a king and queen denotes male and female, and therefore you're, you know, Some people don't agree with the gender they were born with. They don't like male or female. So therefore, you have to have a gender neutral event, okay? And then you drive 2 miles across town, and the other place says, oh, no, there is male and female. However, it's whoever identifies as such, and there shouldn't be male, and there shouldn't be queen and king. You should allow, you know, king and king, or queen and queen, or non-binary king, whatever they come up with. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, they are so confused among themselves, they can't tell you what it means. I mean, the communists have done a great job.
They have done a fabulous job. One of the things I do in the book as well is I talk about what Lenin said they must do. Karl Marx, as early as Karl Marx, the United States was a target.
Yep.
The United States has been a target for collectivism. When I say collectivism, I mean Marxism, communism, which are supposed to be the same. Marxism, communism, socialism, progressivism. That's a big part of this whole thing. Progressives are no more than are the same as communists. And what we know is that Lenin said, in order to capture the United States, we must infiltrate. We must bring around their academic system, their media, and Hollywood, and have them start to preach the communist doctrine.
Yep.
Was he successful?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was. I think he
was. And it has transcended his lifetime. It's actually transcended communism within the Eastern Bloc, but it was so firmly entrenched in academia, in Hollywood, and in our media, that it is continuing the movement. And most Americans don't recognize it, including people that are a part of the Republican establishment. They don't recognize this movement because they've never taken the time to study it and to learn it.
You're giving them a lot of credit there, buddy boy. Seriously, I'm amazed. I shouldn't say this. I was going to say I'm amazed at what they don't know, but I'm not amazed at what they don't know. They don't care. So it's not a big deal because they just simply don't care.
No.
They want what they want and want to be comfortable, and the establishment has a certain way of doing something, and they're comfortable in that little area, and it makes them very happy.
And every time they make a compromise, they compromise and give a little more room to move a little further down the road to tyranny. And this is why I believe there is such an adamant hatred of Trump, which has grown since he's become president. Because, well, let's take DACA.
Don, I think that hatred has always been there for us. I think the hatred for conservatives, for the conservative movement, for religious people, I think it's always been there. But I think the left has tolerated us to a big degree because we had no real power. We backed out every time they got noisy and nasty, and there was no real push. And now, all of a sudden, they look around and go, oh, my God, look at all the power these people have. And they became rabid. Not just mad, but rabid. Hey, we're pretty much up against it. I want you to tell people how to get more information about you, how to buy your book, and that kind of thing.
Okay. The easiest way to get the information on me is just search my name, Don Janz, J-A-N-S. My website is www.mygrandchildrensamerica.com. No punctuation. You can purchase my books on my website. You can also go to Amazon and purchase a book. I promise my grandchildren I will go anywhere in the United States to speak. And I'm not going to charge a huge fee.
We got to go. You got to get cut off. I'm Joe Basidio, host of Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?